The inspector stopped near a pair of human siblings in their late 20s. Both were slender and good-looking, with wary eyes and small, expressive mouths. The sister's hair was reddish-brown, the brother's merely brown. Their fierce loyalty to each other showed in the way they remained shoulder to shoulder when they turned to face the immigration team. The inspector oriented himself to the same attitude as the siblings, head down relative to Jaina, and studied the pair without speaking or reaching for their travel documents. The unexpected change of routine sent a cold ripple through Jaina, but she quickly let out a calming breath and forced herself to relax. Allowing her alarm to permeate the force would only confirm to the inspector that he had found something worth investigating. The siblings, Jedi Knights Valen and Gisela Horn, continued to hold their documents, doing a good job of looking like ordinary passengers who were a little bit nervous. The inspector narrowed his eyes and waited, giving them a chance to betray themselves by doing something foolish. Jaina would probably never learn exactly what had caught the Sith's attention, but she did know that it pointed to the one weakness of the Jedi Master's attack plan. These Sith were both careful and capable, and they outnumbered the Jedi 10-1. Finally, the inspector said, "Documents." Valen and Gisela extended their hands, each holding a small packet containing a fare receipt, a forged identichip, and the expediting fee. The inspector took Gisela's packet, then slid her chip into a handheld reader and compared it with the point of origin listed on the fare receipt.
"You were born on Kala 7?
The inspector asked.
"That's right,"
Gisela lied.
"My brother and I both."
The inspector glanced at Valen, then asked him,
"Is this a family trip?"
Valen shook his head.
"No, my sister and I are traveling alone."
"Is that so?"
The questions were the mundane sort that customs officers all over the galaxy used to probe for story discrepancies. But the real test would be taking place on another level, Jaina knew, with the inspector searching their force auras for the sour hint of a lie.
"Then you've come to visit family?"
"No,"
Gisela replied confidently. Like every Jedi on the assault force, she had spent weeks perfecting her ability to lie without betraying herself in the force.
"We're tourists."
"I see."
The inspector glanced at her fare receipt again, then spoke to Valen in a casual voice.
4,000 credits is a lot of money to visit a few monuments and museums. You should have used the holonet instead."
"And spend our lives stuck in lower management?" Valen retorted. "I think not."
"If you haven't been to Coruscant," Gisela added, "you go nowhere at UHI.
UHI?
The inspector asked.
"Unlimited Horizons Incorporated," she explained, managing to sound just astonished enough to imply that she thought everyone knew what the acronym stood for. "You know, the UHI that controls most of the Palladianite reserves in the corporate sector?"
"Ah, that UHI."
The inspector had clearly been put off balance by the tactic, just as Vistara had predicted. The Lost Tribe's greatest weakness lay in their inexperience with the greater galaxy. Vistara had said that the quickest way to put a Lost Tribe imposter on the defensive would be to play on that ignorance.
"There are so many."
When the inspector pocketed the bribe and returned Gisela's documents, Jaina finally began to breathe easier. She turned her gaze back to the observation bubble and saw that the plain lady was crossing the Terminator line into Coruscant's daylight side. It would not be long now, she knew, before she was on the surface, fighting to save her homeworld. Again.